it anyway.
Okay, we're
That's
live on the
not
internet.
The chord I want.
We're a touch late, but it's okay. We made it. Late is better than never.
Late is better than never.
Thank you, everyone in chat, for hanging out and chatting amongst yourselves while we sort our things out.
Listen, today it's me. Today it's me. Every time I turn around, I lose 20 minutes. Where does 20 minutes go? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. Why, phone? Phone, you make no sense.
This is unrelated to anything, but I poured the most perfect latte art this morning, and I'm still so thrilled about it.
I'm excited for you.
I've had the machine for almost exactly 3 years now. Like, it's probably 3 years next week. And it's taken me this long to figure out how to do latte art, making one every day for 3 years.
Okay. So remember how I said, like, last week my phone went for a bit of a bath?
Yeah.
And it was perfectly fine and fully dried out? It was perfectly fine and fully dried out. Apparently putting it on the table or the desk, computer desk, caused the warning, there's water in the USB port warning to come up on my phone. It's nowhere near any water. And it's been over 7 days. There's no water in there.
There is now.
Jesus. Did I disable that alarm? Yes. Yes, I did. There's no water in there. My phone's being a douche. That's right. I said that. All right. It is hotter than even remotely necessary, even for September long. Where the is my fall?
I think we had it a couple of days ago. Sorry about that. I stole it.
That's just not fair.
I took it for an early test drive.
You're not nice. It's 32 degrees today. In fact, the heat warning on my phone from the Government of Canada's weather department, the Weather Network, if one will, has not gone away since yesterday. So when I open my phone, it'll tell me at the top bar there, it'll say if I've got stuff on my plans today. So it flashes between like live, monthly live, because that's on my calendar, and heat warning. It has said heat warning for over 24 hours. We didn't even get it to go away in the middle of the night.
That's gross.
It is gross. And they're like, there's a slight chance of rain. It's less than 30%. That's not enough rain. This is enough rain to bring the temperature down.
I'll see if I can bring
down.
Some fall with me on Wednesday.
Please? I am tired of summer.
I'll see if I can pack some in my carry-on.
This has been summer like this since May. I am over it. Over
It's 27 here today, if that makes you feel any better. That's not 32, but
still too dang hot. Still too dang hot. September long is supposed to be like mid-low 20s. It's supposed to be nice warm days with kind of cooling evenings.
Susanna says it's only 17 where she is.
I wish.
We had that
so
the other
hot,
day.
It's gross.
The day that I went for the walk and I found the wise old oak and stuff.
It is a serious contemplation to not stay in this apartment, but move to a different apartment building with central air, because if this is how summers are going to go.
I suspect that's how summers are going to go.
I can't even if I want to stay in this character building, and I sure would rather stay in this character building. I don't think I can. I've been so sick all summer. I spent most of yesterday when I wasn't cleaning, because I have company coming, lying on the couch being sick. Like, I'm barely eating again.
That's not healthy.
It's not, and it's the stupid heat. Ugh. Ugh. Heat. I'm not moving up north, guys. The infrastructure's even worse up there.
I guess I should say hi to everybody in chat who's been so patient with us.
Well, as we get on and start ranting right away.
Hello to Nikki and Susanna and Asa and, oh, that's everybody, actually.
Wonderful.
And everybody else is hanging out and just hasn't chatted yet.
Oh,
welcome.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. Please be most welcome.
Please be most welcome?
Yeah.
Be pleased.
I trimmed my own bangs a couple days ago, and I'm not sure if I like it. I'm not sure. I'm not sold.
You're not sold?
I'm not sold on it.
Okay.
I might take another stab at it, but I also should probably just go to a professional.
There are some things where people will tell you that you don't need to see a professional, and there are some ways in which you can think about that for a hot second. If you have some sort of base of knowledge or some sort of actual education in it, you can probably muddle through on your jack of all trades style, right? Like,
yeah.
Should I build a house by myself? No. No. Can I?
It's also like a consequences thing. Like, the consequences of me cutting my hair poorly are my hair looks weird for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Like, can I? Technically, I know how to build a house. I've certainly helped at stages and stuff, so I could manage, like, overseeing a house construction. I do understand what I don't understand, and I know where to go find it, right? Like, but cutting my own hair, no. No, I don't have any basis in that. My sister tends to cut my hair because what I get is a child's cut. So it's all one length and it's all one level. It's just brushed out when it's wet and evened out across the bottom. That is all I ever get done at this point. So there's no point. But when I go to put like layers or other things in, yeah, I'll go back to the professionals because we don't have that knowledge.
I saw so many YouTube videos and TikToks, and I'm like, I really want to try it. And like, I think I did it mostly right. It also doesn't help that I have this ridiculous cowlick right here, like,
which affects how you should be cutting your hair.
It does, and none of the videos address that. So I did it very conservatively, I think it's okay.
Well, it's the same as when people come up to me and they're like, oh, I know how to do makeup. I watched a YouTube tutorial. And I go, oh, no. No, yeah, sweetie, what you did was what looks good on someone else. And if you're lucky, it also looks good on you if you have the exact same face.
Also, what looks good on camera.
Yeah.
Which is not what looks good in real life. Those are different things.
I see a lot of very heavy makeup situations. Look, I'll lower myself so I'm in frame. That'll help. All right. What episode number are we? 335?
336? Yes, we are 335. Or 3E5, because 3E5? I still don't have that second 3.
Yeah, it's fine. It happens. We should do a monthly podcast before it gets really warm again in here and I need to go hide in front of the air conditioning unit.
Yes.
Do the thing. Julie, do the thing. We need to get you to watch second season of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I should maybe watch the first season first.
That as well. Why do I let you get away with these things? Guys, welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn and my co-host is
Diana.
We're doing a live episode, so everything's up in the air. I'm told it's 3E5. So 335 for everybody else. It is really warm. I'm grumpy because I'm too warm. I will go, hey, Diana, can you ad-lib what we're going to cover this week?
Well, we definitely have some stuff in our cups.
Good. That's a good start.
We probably don't have Woolly Workings. Or no, we definitely do have Woolly Workings. Sorry, it's Cool Threads. It's probably don't have Cool Threads. It's a knitting podcast and we don't have anything that we worked on. We didn't work on anything.
Anything.
Wow, I flubbed that right out the gate. I wasn't even trying. That was honest. We probably don't have any Cool Threads because it's been hot.
Yeah.
I thought I might wear my patchwork cardigan, which is here in the background, in case anybody's admiring that. That's the something patchwork cardigan by Crochet with Carrie.
Yeah, it was inspired off Harry. Winter patchwork cardigan? Was it the inspired off Henry Styles?
Harry Styles.
Was that? Yeah. Harry Styles.
Yeah. I feel like that's an exceptionally like millennial Gen X thing. Like, who's this Styles guy?
It is very much a generational thing. It is very much a generational thing. I had to go Google him. So I had no idea what people were talking about.
I mean, I also did, but then he's kind of cool, so.
Okay. Not the word I thought of, but sure. No, we'll go with
that.
He's
also, kind of young, so also
I was like...
This is why I'm going with kind of cool.
Okay, you're happy. That's what matters. But I don't understand. That's fine. I'm old. I accept this. It's not the end of the world to me. I just have to remember to keep my pop cultural references up to date. Up to date.
Yeah, nothing dates you like an out-of-date pop culture reference, and the rest of the crowd looks at you like, what are the words you have just said? I don't get it.
Yeah, I have to be careful about that. Only with certain crowds. All right. Well, in my cup, because it is hot and I'm barely eating. Because Diana is coming on Wednesday, we ordered pop and bubblies to make mocktails. And I, knowing myself and knowing that this weekend was going to be very warm when we placed that order, ordered a secondary 2 liter of ginger ale to drink this weekend. So I am drinking ginger ale, which I have been drinking since yesterday, which I will be drinking into tomorrow. Because it's sugar, which my body needs to run. Bubbly, which is always tasty in one's mouth, and for me, tastes good at room temperature or cold. So it is a cheap, easy way for me to put calories in my system right now.
Fair enough.
I'm drinking it in my Northern Mitts mug. Northern Mitts mug?
He says, my almost 17-year-old is crocheting the V-neck pullover by Crochet with Carrie, and my 13-year-old is crocheting a tank top. That's cool.
Yeah. Crochet's big. Crochet's
cool.
Crochet's really big right now. With the 20 and under crowd. 30 and under crowd? We can go 30 and under crowd.
I'm going to go 30 and under.
Under, yeah. It's really big right now. And I'm loving the revival. Like, I love seeing what they're doing with it. Some options, I'm like, even in my early 20s, I wouldn't have been bold enough to choose to do that. But I love that somebody has. Like, I'm so stoked for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm just like, yes. Is it my cup of tea? No, but like, some options were never my cup of tea. I've never been a halter. Like, I've never been a crop top human.
Hmm.
I've never really ever been a crop top human, so that's fine. Some things you just aren't, some things you grow out of. I used to wear t-shirts with prints on the front of them all the time. You couldn't pay me to do it now. I don't like doing it now, so it's a thing. But I love the colors, I love their choices, I love how the designers are putting stuff together. So good. So good. I'm a little worried about the 70s recall that's starting to occur.
70s was a choice. Starting to occur?
It's not full force yet. It's not full force yet.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. When I start seeing it on the streets here in Winnipeg, just randomly, then we're full force.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, okay. Because it takes a while for things to pick up mainstream. So, like, you heard about the revival of print on pants well before you actually started seeing everybody with print on pants.
I feel like I probably see it more around here because I'm near three universities and a big city.
Yes. See, whereas I'm in the heart of just a capital city. I'm pretty close to the U of W, but I'm not that close to the U of W, but nowhere near the U of M. So, like, I see more of the general population.
Yeah. Also,
it'll take Winnipeg. A while. It'll take a while for it to listen. Even Winnipeg did the juicy written across the posterior. It just took a while to get here.
I remember.
It was tragic when it was printed on the side of your leg in the 80s, and I had pants like that. Never mind when they started putting the print elsewhere. Never mind. Never mind.
Nikki says, my mom would not let me wear cropped anything as a teen, so now I wear... So I wear it now that I'm 40, lol. Exactly. I'm in a similar boat.
I was working by the time I was 16, like in retail. Like my very first job was a summer job. I was a receptionist. So my school wardrobe was blue jeans and t-shirts. The rest of my closet was work wear. I had dress pants and dress shirts because that was what you wore.
Bleh.
Some of them would be wild. Like by the time I was started working at Claire's, my pants were like Chinese dragon printed pants, but they were still definitely dress pants and clean shirts and stuff
Vaguely
if I didn't
remember
have a
that.
uniform. So that's just the time I grew up in. And by the time I hit my late teens, I didn't really care to be cool as much. I sort of had accepted that I wasn't going to be the hip people in my school. I never really was. I had a small group and that was fine. That's all I really needed. Guys, come on. I was a member of the newspaper club in the 90s. How cool could I have been? Not
Ooh.
that cool. Not that cool.
Yeah, no.
There's actually, it's the three guys I went for dinner with on Tuesday. The four of us make up the core of the newspaper, high school newspaper group for several years. So they were all a year ahead of me when I joined them in grade 9 and they were in grade 10. And we were a group till they graduated in grade 12. And girls have come and gone, but me and those three boys, we've been friends for over 20 years. That about sums my life up, doesn't it? It was a 4-hour dinner on Tuesday.
Wow.
I forgot a
Oh.
knit.
Oh no.
That's
Kind of hard
fine.
to talk to. We diverted, but we were talking about what's in our cup, and I sort of talked about how perfect my latte art was, but I forgot to actually say what was in my cup. It's
Well,
pumpkin
while you
spice
do that,
season.
I'm gonna go get the knit. I forgot.
Okay. It is pumpkin spice season, as everybody knows. However, I discovered I did not have any pumpkin spice. I did, however, have garam masala, which is pumpkin spice plus. Like, it's got all the same stuff as pumpkin spice, minus, I think, nutmeg. But then it's also got some extra things like cumin and black pepper and whatever. But it's similar enough that if you weren't told that it wasn't pumpkin spice, you'd probably just think it was a slightly different pumpkin spice blend. Anyway, I put a bit of that in my coffee and then cappuccinoed it, and it's fantastic. So I have a garam masala cappuccino, but it's meant to be a pumpkin spice cappuccino, but it's a garam masala cappuccino, and I highly recommend trying it. It's good. Garam masala cappuccino.
Ah,
Because I
those are
didn't have pumpkin
tasty.
spice, and it's close enough.
Hey, I have the sweetened condensed milk. The liquid pumpkin spice extract shows up on Monday, which means I can prep on Tuesday some homemade pumpkin spice flavoring for coffees.
Asa has Earl Grey coffee.
Earl Grey coffee.
And I am jealous. That
That sounds
sounds
amazing.
like if it was a nice, like, blonde roast with a little bit of
So good.
bergamot. That sounds
Yes.
good.
It sounds really good. I'm gonna do that thing that you're not supposed to do, which is like stand up and get right in front of your camera and do a thing.
It's fine. I have been watching so much Twitch the last few days because I'm like, I'm gonna try this like code streaming thing. I'm gonna like actually really try
That's
it.
better. I had too much of my window open. I couldn't see the camera.
So I've been doing
Was
like a ton
like,
of like research
what?
watching and stuff, so you're fine. It
I'm good.
happens. You're good.
Lives, they're crazy. Okay.
Wild.
Wild. Out there. I have not a ton to talk about.
Yeah, I have two things that aren't craft off stuff that I can talk about.
One. Two, three. I have three.
Okay, that's not so bad.
So we'll go through the boring stuff first. The never ending, no, it will end. It will end, guys, I promise you.
Will it, though?
The last 10 squares for the blanket are done, so I can go back to assembly now. I'm short 4 squares to finish the blanket, which I will use as my, oh my god, I need a break from assembling the blanket creation. So nice. We're back to connecting squares to a blanket this week. So it took, what, 2-3 weeks to make another 80 squares?
That's not bad.
I'm doing pretty good. Is it as fast as it could be? No, obviously not. Do I care that much? No, I really don't. This is for fun. I do this as a hobby.
Yeah.
It'll take as long as it takes. And sometimes I look at the thing and go, oh my god, I am not making a square today. It's not happening.
It's not a square day.
It is not a square day. And I do something else. So that's an easy, that's just a check-in. It's more Karen Cake cotton yarn. It's worsted. I'm making it on a 5mm hook. It's literally a metric ton, whatever 70 plus 80 plus extras is, of squares. It will be a bed-sized bed spread. It is so cottagecore. I don't even know how to describe how cottagecore this is. Every one of the squares is lined in white. And as I do the white round, white border round, I am connecting the squares as I go. So technically it's connected as it goes, but it's also created separately. It's weird. I'm doing it weirdly, but it makes me happy. So that's all that matters. I've been crocheting the ends in as I go when weaving them in. So once it's all done, it'll just go into the washer and into the dryer, and then it'll get an extremely intense, in-depth look at wherever ends might be sticking out to be trimmed. And then we're finished.
The end is in sight.
The end is in sight. I've got 2 pillowcases that have 20 of 25 squares for each of them also done. So I really am down to, like, it's time to assemble. It's time to get that done. The next roadblock will be when I run out of white cotton yarn to do the assembly with. And then it ends up waiting until I have money to go buy more white cotton yarn. When that will occur, I don't know. We'll find out. I'm currently working through a giant ball of lily sugars and cream. Once that's finished, I'm not sure what cotton yarn I'll go to. This is not a handcrafter cotton project. This is a better than that cotton project.
A softer one?
It's a softer cotton for this. So I will have to go looking to find more white cotton. I will end up ordering it, guys. I am aware it is the end of the summer cotton season. That's fine. I don't mind. Maybe I'll even get lucky and it'll be on sale. Do I care if my cotton colored whites match? No. No. I don't care if my whites match. I don't care if some of it's off-white, some of it's pure white, some of it's slightly ivory. No, I don't care. Do not give a flying fart. Do not give a flying fart. It will look fine on the bed. So it's fine.
Yep.
So I'm really stoked to see it on the bed on top of my red sheets. Oh, it'll look so good. Even my gray sheets, it'll look really good. All right. The only other thing is because we know me. And I've been cleaning because Diana's coming. And I've been deep cleaning because I've been trying to get that. See the chair? See the door in front of the chair? Door behind the chair? That closet is now empty. It holds exactly one suitcase set, which is the small suitcase and the big suitcase. For the purposes of when I travel, I need suitcases.
Yeah.
So this closet is now ready to be strictly a seasonal closet. The goal was this year was to downsize enough that I didn't need to use the storage in the basement. So that seasonal closet has to hold my summer stuff and my Christmas Halloween stuff, which is the, I want to say epitus, but that's not the right word. Whatever fancy word you would use to say, get your butt in gear and get stuff done.
Impetus?
That's the word I'm looking for. To go through my Halloween and my Christmas and actually only keep the stuff that makes me happy, let the rest of it go. If it cannot be converted into a from October through December Halloween Christmas adventure. As in, the only thing I want to change in November is putting up a tree and making it Halloween. That's it. I'm getting lazy. That's what I want to do. I want to be fall from now till the 1st of January. Because let's be honest, the week after
Why
Christmas,
not?
I take my Christmas tree down the week after Christmas. It's gone by January. So, next school. Finish getting ready for Diana. Because the rest of my apartment, not quite as clean.
I'm
Not quite as
arriving
clean as that
soon.
closet. And she's coming here shortly. So I've got some cleaning and stuff I want to do because I want to try to get as much cat dander down as possible. And I've still got fall cleaning going. So like I'm still washing walls and cleaning windows and cleaning blinds. Like I'm still doing all of that prep work. But I did relocate my skirt fabric. The side seams are done. And then I misplaced the skirt because I put it somewhere safe.
As you do.
Oh, I should put this on the right side out because right now we're inside out. Let's show you guys what the actual fabric looks like. I know where the waistband fabric is. It's cut out, ready to go. Look at that. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. Does it have a. Oh, that's got texture on it.
It's got, yeah.
Oh, that's like a slightly plaid texture.
Yeah,
Is that
it's a very
correct?
nice subtle, yeah, it's a very nice subtle print.
Video compression's
So
doing slightly weird things to it.
it does. It's a weird color with a weird little plaidy stripe thing going on. So that's fine. So now that the side seams are done and I've located it and the waistband is ready, I'm going to hand sew a waistband to a skirt. And I made this larger than the widest part of my hips so it would come on and off easy. And then I can just stick an elastic in it. That's right. No pockets. Hand sewn. One side seam, which will become the center back seam. And I'm literally sewing the waistband on, and I'm putting an elastic in it. I'm sewing the elastic together, and I'm calling it done. I don't care.
Yeah.
Not everything on the planet needs pockets, because it doesn't. It truly doesn't. If you want pockets, put pockets in. I am not so attached to the things, so I'm not doing pockets. I can't be bothered. I want a easy skirt, and this has proven to be excellently easy now that I've located it again. Then I have to decide its length because right now, once the waistband is added and I've hung it for 24 hours, if it doesn't warp too badly, we might be floor length.
Nice.
If we warp a lot, we're going to be T length because I'll just trim it up to the T length, right? So we will see what she does. However, I currently know where it is because I've been cleaning things. Am I going to put it somewhere safe? No. I'm going to put it somewhere stupid obvious? Yes. Yes, I am. So, look forward to a week from now when Diana finds it because I don't know where it's gone. That's how this cookie works. All right. I have two knitted things left.
I also have two things.
Oh, good. Well, we can go together. You can
Catching
go.
up on chat.
Good
Also was
idea.
saying I'm more than halfway down both legs on my ribbed wool pants. So much ribbing done.
Oh yeah, because she's making little ribbed pants for is it a grandson, nephew? No,
Some
grandnephew.
small human.
It's a human of tiny proportions.
But those will be adorable.
They will be very cute.
Oh, and hello to Liz and Miranda.
Hello.
Liz is saying, I'm convinced those safe places move.
They do.
Oh, it's for a grandson, the pants.
Grandson, okay.
Miranda was asking, the West Knits MCAL, who's gonna do it? I bought the yarn, not sure if I will do it. I'm going to look
Did
at Clue
you
1 first,
see?
but it's a gradient theme.
Did you see his little spoiler picture? He's
I
like in a
have
space
not
helmet this
even
year.
looked
He's
because
so
I
cute.
currently have two on the needles and I'm learning my lesson that I like the finished object, but I don't like the doing.
It's GeoGradient this year is the name for it. I don't have plans to do it. I simply don't have the time. And I've learned over the years that I love Stephen West's patterns, but they are pieces of art. I want to have time to do it justice
Yeah,
and be
they.
able to slow down and get things corrected. So, and I love my exploration station, and I do want to go back to and finish some of the other ones I bought. So odds are pretty good I'll end up buying the pattern. Because I almost always end up buying the pattern.
It's just the
But I
I
don't.
chord. The I chord wrecks me every time. There's always I
But
chord and it
I
always
don't
wrecks
have the
me.
time to commit to a 4 week long Stephen West MCAL. I look
Yeah, that's a lot
forward
of
to
knitting
the
for 4 weeks.
day. I look forward to the day when I can. I look forward to the day when I've got. I'm just like, you know what? This year we're gonna do it. I don't have anything pressing on me so in depth that engaged. I can't do it. But I do love his stuff. Right now. Are you? I do love his patterns. They are freaking gorgeous.
But no, Santa not says, well, it took me about 7 months to do the Rebel MCAL. Fair.
There are some years, like this year, when I'm doing an MCAL in the background at this point in the year, and I really know I don't have time.
Yeah, there's too many things in the background, I can't.
To be fair, there's a difference when you're making it versus when you're produce, like when you're publishing it. I can't be late with MCAL publications.
No.
When I'm participating in an MCAL, if I run behind, no big deal.
But you can't post your own MCAL late.
No.
Well, I mean, you can, but...
That would be really bad.
It's not the best. All right. Oh, wait, that's empty.
And right
that's
now, I'm in the middle of an MCAL. If it makes everybody feel better, I had to do the Rebel MCAL from start to finish. So I wrote it out. I'd done all my samples for everything. And for sizing and gauge, which I did do because my gauge and me work together fine. We figured out how to do that over the years. So I figured out what it's telling me when it's telling me things, which is that takes time and practice. I made a mistake and had to re-knit half the shawl in less than 2 weeks before it went live, on top of doing the finish edits for the clues.
Yeah, that...
There were 2 weeks last year at Christmas. You may have noticed there wasn't a lot of stuff on my plate, and I looked very, very stressed. That's why. And because I know that's how the cookie crumbles, I'm trying to get as much of the Choose Your Own Adventure MCAL done well in advance of its due dates, so that if yes, I have to
I
rip
also learned
to
from
do...
mistakes last year, so...
I was really stressed.
A joint effort.
I was really stressed those last few weeks before the 1st of December. There was so much to do, and I was so mad that I had to rip and redo a section, that I didn't get finished photos done. By the time I was done and that first clue went up, I couldn't even look at the shawl. I couldn't look at the shawl till this past May without getting angry, because I was so stressed while I was doing it. So I will get photos for it this year.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. It was a learning process, and you've learned.
It was my very first MCAL. It went a lot smoother than I thought it would potentially go.
That was a lot smoother than you thought?
It was my very first MCAL. And I didn't even slide in with like a nice light MCAL. I chose a Christmas Advent MCAL.
Yeah.
So I didn't even have the yarn for the MCAL till October. Because it came from Aaron of Firewood Fiber Co.'s advent calendar for that year. So when we boxed up, and I helped box up her advent calendars last year, I'm going to help her again this year box up her advent calendars this year. When we did it, that's when I got the yarn. Like, that's when I got it. And it came to me unwrapped, because why? I'm not opening it up during Advent. I had to have something published, right? So it came to me, and we put little tags on it for each day. So each mini skein had a clippy stitch marker tag with a little piece of paper that said 1, 2, 3, 4. And it was in a big, clear Ziploc bag, just all crammed in there.
Also says, I'm wearing my Rebel MCAL now as a blanket. And Nikki says, I hear ya. I'm doing a year-long MCAL in 2024. Ah!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Panic sets in at some point, right? Because you're like, oh, God, what have I done? Just the first one. I am way more relaxed about the Choose Your Own Adventure that's coming out in January. I'm like, no, I've done this before. I know where we get stuck. I know what we can leave for now. It's fine. We're still doing good. And we started really early, which, oh boy, do I appreciate.
I gotta make tutorial videos this time because, of course, I picked some things that only have tutorial videos in Russian that I can find. So I need to make those in English.
I love that. She's like, I love the stitch, but the tutorial is only available in Russian. I'm like, yeah, sure, refilled them that one. She's like, yep. I'm like, okay. So long as you know
or
what you're
I just
doing.
Pick stitches that aren't exclusively available in Russian.
In Russian, yeah. Everybody hate me if I choose this stitch? Eh, they don't have to do it. It's fine. They can choose Jocelyn for that section. They could read the Diana section and go, Lord, no, and come over to my side. It's fine.
There's a couple I'm of sure things where I'm like, do other people read... do this? It's really cute, but...
Some people are going to read my section sometimes and go, oh, Lord, no, and go to Diana's side. This is how this works. It's fine. That's why it's choose your own adventure. I'm looking forward to the person who's like, I couldn't bother to decide, so I took the quizzes and then I just rolled a dice. Like, oh, yeah. I can't wait for that person. It'd be so exciting. So exciting. All right.
I suppose I should talk about my thing.
Yes. Did you talk about your thing? How many things do you have? Did we get to a thing?
I have two things. I haven't talked about any things yet.
Oh, geez, guys. This is the stuff I cut out when we record.
So my cage halter top is still not
done. Is it done? Oh, jeez.
I know.
Diana!
I know!
It's bad. You're so close!
I know. It's just dragging on and on. Anyway, I finished the little shells at the bottom. So I think... For my color change, I feel like that actually looks pretty good.
I like it.
There's just a little bit of darker blue on the bottom, so that's great. And there's a hair. Because of course I crocheted... Oh, that's crocheted right in there. Hang on. Everybody does this, right? You like crochet your own hair or knit your own hair into the thing. Oh, that's absolutely. That's just in there. Okay, that's just a permanent fixture. So... Still need to do the netting all up on the chest and then some straps. And it's like, it's so freaking close. Like if I just, it probably is only going to take like 2 more hours at most.
And then she's finished.
And then it's finished and then I can wear it and it'll be great. Ooh, Asa says that it looks like it was planned. Yeah, I totally planned that color change. Absolutely,
she
I did.
Did not. It I looks like not. It though, which is good.
So this is the caged halter top. It's a free YouTube tutorial made by BJax with an X. And it's lovely. And I marled together a bunch of my blue fingering weight leftovers. I think the two colors in the cups are Fireweed Fiber Co. And the stuff on the bottom is from a couple years ago when we did the Advent Swap, I think.
Oh yeah, that was a while ago.
So I dug out all my similarly shade of blue minis for this one.
Looks good.
And then I have a gray with blue speckle, or like a just like an off-white with blue speckle, which I think is another fireweed bird colorway. And I'm going to do that for the netting, so it's going to have a contrast almost white netting up the chest.
Well, that'll be good.
And it's going to be so pretty. So maybe I can be wearing that for a while. No, I guess we'll be together for the next one, and I probably am not going to pack this. I was going to say maybe I can wear this for the next episode, but no, that's probably a lie. And then it'll probably be cold. You know, it'll happen at some point.
Okay. All right.
It's so close to being done. I really want it to be done. I want it to be done before it's too cold to wear it. And I just... It'll get there.
It'll get there.
There was craft-off stuff, and then a baby hat needs to get done, and...
You could just finish it today.
I could just finish it today.
And then it's done. Then you could take a photo to talk about next week when we're together.
That's true.
There are options.
There are options. I really would like to finish it.
I'd like it to be finished too, so you could wear it while it's still warm.
But see, the other thing that has happened now is Sherry informed me that there's a Stardew Valley-like game, but with dinosaurs. And well, I discovered that there's a demo.
Yeah, but you don't have time till you get home anyway.
Yeah, but there's... Well, it doesn't... The full game doesn't even come out until, like, September 26th or something, so that's not an issue. Really? But there's a demo.
Just wait till the 26th.
But there's a demo.
Yeah, but... It'll tease you. Then you get into it. You want to play more of it. And then you run out of demo. I don't like demos.
I'm totally playing the demo later. I might insist that I have to finish a project first. Because there's two projects that are within like 90 minutes of being done.
Finish something and then play your demo.
Then play my demo?
Then play your demo. That I can see. pathetic. Listen, I made myself do all the vegetable prep so the vegetables will last the longest possible in the refrigerator.
Ooh.
Before I let myself sit down.
Ooh, I promised and I was going to make some peppermint syrup. Assuming my peppermint plant isn't dead.
Well, that I can't help you with. I am not in charge of your peppermint plant.
Neither am I. I am in charge of nothing in that garden.
It makes up its own mind.
If I want to go make tea, I literally just like walk through my yard and go, this weed smells good.
This weed smells good.
Like, honestly, probably a third of our backyard is lemon balm at this point.
So it's taken over, has it?
It really has. Lemon balm is a freaking weed. It's just everywhere. And there's also something that's some kind of onion. Because there's this patch that looks like weird tall grass. Kind of like crabgrass, but when you mow it, it smells like onions. And I dug some of it up once, and it's got like little onion bulbs. So it's some kind of onion.
Did you go research it?
I did, but I couldn't identify what it was. And it's probably fine to eat because it smells like an onion. But I don't know exactly what it is.
Didn't you just say you live near three universities?
Yeah.
Not a single one of them has an agricultural department?
Not off the top of my head. I don't think they're very agricultural.
Or, you know, people that deal with plants that might teach there, like a botanist? I
mean, probably. There probably is.
That you could probably just put an inquiry in because you're interested in the wild plant life in your garden, that you know a professor would reply. You know they would also
I could also intrigued. Just, like, try eating it, because I've tried eating several things in my garden that I'm like, this is probably this thing that looks like the thing on the internet, and it smells good, so it's probably fine to eat.
We ever and then discovered one day.
Later that some of the leaves that I had harvested probably had cyanide in them, and that I maybe shouldn't have eaten those.
If we don't publish one day, and it's just me going, are, guys, oh, Diana Miranda ate something she shouldn't have.
Miranda's suggesting those chives, that they're chives. It's not chives, because I have chives. I know what those are. The chives are in a separate part of the garden that are actually, like, still contained in the garden. So they're not chives.
I look forward to making that post one day. Guys, Diana, it's something she wasn't supposed to. We're not recording this week.
I'm in the hospital because I decided I needed to eat a weed that I maybe shouldn't have. And the oregano is a weed now. And garlic chives, maybe. Maybe. There was something... Because it has sort of not arugula-looking leaves. It's got, like, it doesn't have onion-looking, like, stalk leaves. It has, like, flat leaves that are sort of ovaly. Maybe I will post a picture on Instagram.
Do that.
And put it people up in stories. Can tell me what it is.
Put it up in stories and see if somebody can guess for you.
I think that'd be fun. I'll do that. That sounds like a good idea.
I'm continuing to make slow but inevitable progress on my...
Looking up onion grass.
Wonderful Woodwose version number 2, edition the second, as it will. So I've gotten through most of the first series of increases, so I'm just about ready to go to the second series of increases. This is being made out of some Borg Club sock colorway. Like, just look at it.
It's very pretty. I do love that.
I'm so excited. I'm at the point now where I'm going to put a progress keeper in so we can start keeping track of progress, because now it's not very easily visible that I've knit 2 or 3 inches in fingering weight yarn, because I already have several inches of fingering weight yarn on the go. So a clippy stitch marker has been edited for the purposes of progress keeping. So I slowly make progress on this. This has been my relaxed knitting. I'm going to have to take it off these needles shortly and put them on bigger needles, because we're getting a little cramped. But I know if I wait to pull them off till we're, like, fully packed on, I won't have to do any magic looping. So.
It might be onion grass. Sorry, I am listening.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you are. I will remind you of this later.
I love making salads out of the weeds in my yard.
So. It's not as interesting as onion grass, but that is what I have been working on this week.
No, it's very pretty. I like your wood woes. The wood woes is fingering weight, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm just thinking, I opened the September Buffy colorway today.
Isn't it gorgeous? Just gorgeous.
It's my favorite quote, but I think I might need a sweater quantity of it, and I need to decide what sweater I'm making out of it. But it's personally, decay, so probably not a wood woes.
This August's. Yes, this one's August, because we could show August.
Ooh, also says your sweater looks like the Northern Lights on a dark winter sky.
It does. Does it look so flipping good?
I hadn't thought about that, but it totally does.
Yes, August's was Don't Speak Latin in Front of the Books.
Yes, I also love that.
So exciting. But this is what it looks like.
Mine's...
Isn't that gorgeous? It's not just...
Not the blue one, the one next.
Just amazing.
It's beautiful.
I love it so much. Does it look great next to my skin? It's fine.
Yeah.
Am I currently tempted? I'm tempted by many things on the planet, but this is a lighter color. We're still just as variegated, which is what I want. And we're technically DK. But I could see what it looks like in fingering and maybe get a sweater quantity's worth so I could have a Don't Speak Latin in Front of the Books Night Shade Society sweater. I'm going to have to see what this looks like on the fingering base. Though, again, nothing says I can't do it on a DK weight base and just do a gauge swatch to get the right gauge and then pick the size. Oh, it could be the librarian sweater. I have that.
And then Don't Speak Latin in Front of the Books?
In my librarian sweater? I have that pattern. I want that sweater.
I know.
You guys are so smart.
Librarian pattern by Skeindeer?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you guys are so smart. Okay. That's DK, isn't it?
Wait, let me full screen this. I'm just going to drag this onto the screen for a second. It's just a photo. Whoa. Hang on. It's just a photo on a black background. Oh, somebody's even done it in orange. Hang on. Let me.
Someone's done it in orange? Good, because that's what color we're sort of looking at here.
Let me just drag this on here.
Because, like, that's, like, serendipitous, because I got the librarian sweater pattern going. At some point, I will find the perfect yarn for you.
Yes.
Okay, so I need to put it in order for that. Okay. If Aaron's watching,
don't speak Latin in front of books as the librarian.
Yes. Not now. When you come home at the end of September, Aaron, we will talk. She's busy. She's very, very busy. I can wait. But I like that plan. I like that plan a lot. Okay. Plan made.
Because I also want to make that sweater, and I feel like...
I love it.
Oh, no. My sweatpants have a hole. This is sad. I like these pants, and they have a hole.
You could mend your hole.
I can, yes. Okay. My mending skills are weak, so.
Work on them. That's how they get stronger.
Yes.
And then before you know it, you'll be crafting English paper pieces for tree skirts.
And hand sewing them. Because for some reason, I'm way more interested in the concept of hand sewing than machine sewing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know why.
I enjoy hand sewing a lot. It gives me more control. Okay. We were talking, we got distracted by yarn. You did a thing. Mm-hmm. Is it my turn again?
I don't remember. I have one more thing before craft off.
So do I. So I will go because I generally start these things.
Library sweater cal on the podcast, says Asa.
Oh my. Don't say words that make me want to do things, Asa. Maybe. I can't get the yarn till October because I am not.
Maybe.
I am not asking Aaron for a sweater's quantity of yarn in September.
Maybe, probably.
Likely, just not this month.
At some point.
She's got the Manitoba Fiber Festival, and then the weekend after is her sister's wedding, and then the weekend after she's at Knit City. I'm not asking for any sweater quantities of anything. I'm a die lot.
Much, much later. It's not like I'm lacking for yarn.
No, I have other things I can do. Will I buy stuff from her? Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not going to put a special request up. Not till the end of September.
Sorry, back to the library sweater for a second.
Okay, why do you have the perfect yarn for it? This is what people tune into the lives for, is us just being discombobulated as all get out.
I have all this cinnamon apricot spice.
What?
From Dragonlord.
You didn't even know what that was for. Okay, yes.
I didn't even know what that was for. And that's like,
we will do a librarian.
I
have two more
skeins of it. I can make an enormous amount of something out of this.
The librarian
is a cropped sweater, too.
I mean, I'll make mine bigger than cropped, but... that way you can wear it.
Because
we made you buy an entire sweater's quantity worth of DK weight yarn in one go. But if you make it full length instead of cropped, you can wear it with all sorts of things, not just things that looked good with cropped. It's more versatility to a full length.
Also suggesting we can do this cowl around Christmas.
That's a good idea. As our treat to ourselves, knitting.
Do you like selfish Christmas knit along? The librarian sweater?
Yeah. We'll do a Grinch along.
Grinch along with the librarian sweater?
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
this is how plans
are. And everybody agrees with me that's the color that I should use. So
I agree with you, because that's an amazing color. We didn't know what it was for.
Well, that's what we're doing now. We just decided I'm gonna add it to the master list because I have that
open
tab right here.
Add that,
that we're
to
doing
the list.
A librarian sweater Grinch along.
We are doing a librarian sweater Grinch along. But you know what? We'll accept librarian adjacent sweaters if you want to make the bookish cardigan. Close enough. But
any,
librarian
any
themed
sweaters or yarn?
Book librarian themed sweaters and yarn. That way people can pick the things that they like, right? Because you never want to be that limiting.
Okay.
How am I going to get a DK weight sweater done in a month? I don't know. That's a problem for future Jocelyn. Why? Cords?
Cast on party
in the
first live for December. Okay.
I went for dinner
with
three boys who have known me since before I knew that boys were a thing you could date. Grade 9 people. I didn't have time for boys in grade 9. So I made exactly, like, 3 rounds of progress at dinner. Doesn't matter. It was yarn and it was on the go. And I took an Instagram photo that I never posted. I should do that.
I'm trying to grab a link for the sweater that we were just talking about. Oh, there's a cardigan version. And a vest version?
I don't want the vest version. I want the cardigan version.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to throw some...
I got distracted because one of my friends' daughter is old enough now that she's asking questions about going blind. So I did a lot of question answering and we did a lot of laughing and talking and chatting and stuff. So like, but I managed 3 rows on my 2 at a time. There's coffee in that nebula socks. And technically it was yarn on the go because it left the house and got worked on at Stella's.
There we go. Okay, I posted all the links.
We stayed so long that we ordered coffee and desserts afterwards. 4 hours, guys. We were at Stella's for 4 hours. We had dinner had coffees and desserts afterwards. We would have kept talking, but it was late and we're all old. I wanted to go to bed. It's fine. It was good. I had a toasted tuna salad sandwich with their house salad, which is like my favorite non-breakfast thing to order. And then I had the chocolate tort with raspberry sauce and a fancy decaf mocha coffee. It was a really good meal. And it was really good company.
Amazing.
The 4 of us usually only get together maybe once every couple of years when one of us is in province, because he lives in Toronto with his wife and kids. So when he's in town visiting his parents, we tend to sort of try to sneak in some sort of gathering while we have him in the province. There was a chunk of years where I was the only one in this province. There was a chunk of years when I was one of the ones that wasn't in the province. So, like, this friendship's done high school, university, I don't even know how many girlfriends between everybody, and us moving different provinces. I went west, they went east, some of us have come back here, 2 of the 4 of us are married, there's 3 kids, 2 wives, and over 20 years of stories.
That's awesome. I love that.
It's good. It's good. And it's not something you get with a lot of people. You usually only manage it with a very small number for a reason. People change. Stuff happens. If you're friends with guys, they tend to date girls in the group. And then if that doesn't work out, sometimes the girls leave. Happens to me a lot. I'm used to it. All right, all I've got left is craft off. So you said you had one more thing before craft off?
I have one more thing. I have the little baby dinosaur hat.
Right.
So I have no idea if this is the right size. It might be, I think it's too big, which is not a problem.
No, I mean, really, for baby knits, if it's too big when they first get it, it's not going to stay too big for any length of time.
Yeah.
And unless you're knitting them an adult too small. Long,
but if it does end up being too long, they can cuff it and, you know, it'll be fine.
Yes.
It'll be fine. So I think that's okay. So yeah, I finished up the hat last night, and then I took a delightful picture for our Patreon Discord. There, it's a hat that actually goes on my head. So now I just
anything
need to...
Anything that actually sits on your head is a hat.
Yeah. Things that don't properly sit on my head are a hat. This one is mm-hmm. actually a hat, so I can put it at a fun jaunty angle.
Ooh, jaunty angles.
So now I just need to make a few spikes.
Okay.
And that requires just enough brain power to get the geometry of a spike that I can't be working on it while we're... Because I thought about it and I wrote out a pattern for myself to make the spikes. And then I started trying to make the spikes and realized that my math was completely wrong.
Oopsies.
Like, I was trying to put 10 stitches into a row that only had 6 stitches. And I'm like, that doesn't work.
That's not going to work.
The math doesn't math.
The math doesn't math.
So the point that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make an oval, basically, that I'm going to fold in half, and it'll get bigger into a triangle shape.
Okay.
So it's an oval tube that gets bigger slowly, so that it's in a... It makes sense in my head. My math just didn't math.
And as long as it makes sense in your head, that's the important part.
I don't know how many spikes to make or how big they should be, though. I'm open to ideas. I feel like odd numbers of things
look better.
Odd
number, but it should be small to big to small.
So either 3 or 5. And I'm leaning more towards 5. That was my thought as well. So if this...
But you need like little in the front and the back, and then you need like 2 little, 2 medium, and 1 big.
Like a big one right on top, and then like a smaller one, and then like some more smaller ones down the back.
Yeah.
Okay, that is also how I was leaning. So thank you for the check. Yes.
But when you look at the scales, like when you look at them when they're set, they gradiate up in size.
Mm-hmm.
So they're smaller at the crown, and then they get bigger towards the middle, and then they get smaller again towards the end of the tail.
Mm-hmm.
So that would just make sense. Because really, nature did it first. She probably did it right. There's no reason to muss with it. Just do as instructed.
Okay.
You know?
So I need to finish that today so that I can test and make sure that it stands up to machine washing.
Ooh, yeah, good idea.
It's loops and threads impeccable. So it's 100% acrylic. It should wash just fine. It's more like... Will my sewing on of the spikes hold up? That's really what I'm testing.
Fair. I'm doing an increase round. I'm excited to see that hat, because I know it's coming. And I see you before you see the little human, so I get to see it before it goes to its home.
Little human still doesn't exist yet, so...
Hey, listen. Babies show up on their own schedule.
Unless baby was supposed to maybe show up yesterday, so we're...
Unless mom is booked a date. Unless mom has booked a date to go see the doctor to be induced, babies show up when they want to.
Well, mom is on a waiting list to be induced when they're not too busy. And it was supposed to happen yesterday, but it didn't. So now, who knows?
There's
but
way
sometime
too much attachment.
This week, probably.
Way too much attachment to this due date being the day it shows up. Babies show up when they're ready.
Yes, but it should be sometime this week. Any case, it's very, very soon, and I will be there to deliver a hat and then say, okay, good night, because everybody's just going to want to sleep.
Yes.
It will not be a long visit. It will be a, hi, how are you? Here's a hat. Okay, bye. Go back to bed. Yeah.
Which is fair. Yeah. No, my sister ended up getting an inducement date, and then when she showed up to get ready to be induced, she was in labor. Babies show up when they want. That's how it works. As far as I can tell from all of my girlfriends who've ever had babies, they're on their own schedule.
Yep.
They're on their own schedule. They do what they want, which is fine. All right. Shall we talk craft off knitting?
We should talk craft off knitting.
Also reminded me I forgot to post on YouTube. I'm sorry, guys. I called my mom and I started talking and pshht, out the window with my brain. It's fine.
It happens.
Did I remember to put up the monthly programming schedule? I hope so. Because I remembered to do that. At least something caught on this weekend.
I have it open here. Here we go. The lovely spreadsheet made by the wonderful moderator, Asa.
Oh, yeah. If she didn't do it, we would, nice. Would be hopeless. I love her spreadsheets so much. And Sherry's ability to name things. Oh, man. If we didn't have the Google Foo Master and our marvelous moderator, we would be in trouble.
So, your options were the Star Trek Find Your Fade and the...
Yes.
Glace?
I want to say Glace, but it could be wrong with that pronunciation.
I don't know. I don't know how to say this word. Anyway, that sweater. The one with the yarn that's lighter than the needles.
Yeah.
Which like, I the wrote entire weight my... of the sweater will be about the same as the needles it's knit on.
Maybe.
Which is just wild to me.
Maybe. Just wait. You'll be in town next week. I'll let you feel the difference.
I'm excited. Okay. So, with...
Well, this week, but...
66.6% of the vote.
Woo!
You're doing your Find Your Fade.
Wow.
I also just realized we forgot to talk about this month's craft off, but we'll do that in a second because we're already doing this.
We'll do the announcements for yours. I didn't vote for you.
It's all right. I forgot to vote for yours.
Oh, good. Glad we both care.
So mine was to either finish Mr. Diana's Steinkrieger, which has two sleeves and most of a body, mm-hmm. or to finish my Fossil Frenzy, which I just need to finish the colorwork chart and do the hems.
Those are so close to finishes.
I know. With 61% of the vote... Mr. Diana Steinkrieger is getting done.
Thank heavens, because then we can have the stupid cute couple photos at Christmas.
Yeah.
We can get that.
Heck, at Thanksgiving. We'll do it at Thanksgiving.
Grossness over with. All the fall leaves
and stuff. Oh, my God. We're going to be sickening.
Don't worry, guys. Diana posts the photos, and I go, that is adorably disgusting. Like, she...
Yeah,
you two are a distressingly cute couple. It's gross. It's very gross.
It will be just why am I so friends adorable. With you people?
Why am I friends with you people?
The cutest people ever.
Yuck. They take really good photos, guys. They are both photogenic humans.
I think it's a survival mechanism because mother-in-law takes so many photos. You know.
I do. She still gets photos of me whenever she can catch me. Just make sure she doesn't catch me very often, which is my survival mechanism. like
big family meals, never eaten hot because photos have to happen first.
Every family meal. I say this with guys.
Love. I say this with absolute love. It's I say just this like with minor exasperation.
Exasperated patience. I'm like, I just want to eat. We don't need to document every meal.
The point of this story was you get really good at striking that photogenic face. One, because you do it a lot, but two, like, you just want to get it done and over with, so you do the good face first, and you just get on with it. So it's a survival mechanism.
Nope.
To be photogenic.
No, but sure, we'll go with that.
You know, in that family.
If that's what you need to say to believe yourself, absolutely. The rest of us know the truth. You two are pretty. You're going to have to deal with that at some point, but now is not the time to be facing those demons.
He's so cute.
Yeah, like you're less cute.
Well, I guess it's more gray now, but he's cute.
Yes, both of you are adorkable. And we are aware of this. All right. What do we got? Oh, we should talk about the things that we were supposed to be working on this month.
Yeah, I was working on Contours Mitts.
You were? I was working on the Mallow Cardigan.
Shall I go first?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I was supposed to have a pair of fingerless mittens done.
I like the word supposed to. That means you don't.
I have most of one mitten. I forgot to put in a progress keeper. I'm so freaking close to the end. Like, I've split for the thumb hole here.
Oh,
like,
geez.
I'm 10. I think I have like 10 rows left of the chart and then some ribbing and then this mitten is done.
Okay, so you're so close it hurts.
Yeah, I really am. And I was enjoying working on it. I just didn't have time between being away for basically 2 weeks and then all the other stuff that had deadlines, and this isn't a real deadline. Oh, as opposed to things that have like realer deadlines, like the Stego sweater and the dinosaur hat, and I feel like there was something else that had a realer deadline. So, still not done. But I am going to keep working on these. I'm going to keep them out. They're not going to go back in the whip bin, because I really do want these, and we're getting to fingerless glove season.
We are.
And I want them.
We are.
And they're like, they're stripey and they're... Focus on this, please. They're stripey and they're cably, and I like it.
I failed.
I made progress, but I failed at finishing. Thought I could finish. I did not. Did not happen.
I wasn't doing too bad. I can't remember if I said progress or finish for the mallow cardigan. I think I said progress. Because it's a whole back panel plus sleeves, right? Like, there's still a fair bit of knitting to do. Well. So, by the definitions of progress, yes, I've done fine. I have made progress. As much progress as I wanted to make? No, because I had to rip 5 inches.
Oh, no.
That hurt. Because I mucked up my lace chart real good.
Oh, fool.
So it's fine. It happens, especially if you're not paying attention, and I was not paying attention. So whose fault is it? It's my fault. Nobody else's fault. But I did make some progress, just not like the hand width plus that I wanted to have for the month. Because I have a whole bunch of yarn still wrapped around my ball that I'm working from that is very clearly hand wound around this cake.
From
where I ripped back. So I discovered my mistake. I got cranky. I ripped it. I left it for a week and then I picked it up yesterday. So this is just the progress from yesterday. Listen, sometimes it's just how it works. Oh, I'm in the middle of a row too. I was working on this during D&D.
Progress and now there is less progress.
There was progress and now there is less progress. Did it occur to me to take a photo? No. Should I have taken a photo? Yes. I'm doing a pearl row, apparently. Okay, fine, whatever. So instead of like the hand length work of progress, I have that many rows.
Well, it's not terrible.
It's not. It's still progress. It was more impressive when I had like a whole hand's worth.
And now you have correct progress.
I have correct progress. So that's fine. It's happening. I did like 6 rows during D&D last night. So I can do lace charts while on a D&D phone call. So that's fine. We were just doing a dungeon delve. So it was a quick one-off for fun thing. So progress is just not what I wanted. I know I'm going to actually finish this row because it bothers me that it's here. I know that while I chose this lighter, I mean, I say lighter, it's a DK weight wool, but I chose a larger gauge so that it had more drape and more flow and air through it so that it would be a lighter sort of summer weight version. And I know that I don't want full-length sleeves. I just want elbow-length sleeves for this one, because I have a mallow cardigan, and it's got full-length sleeves, and I love it. So this will be my second mallow, too. So I'm not super worried about that. I am doing the chart upside down. So I'm starting at row... I started at row 116. It's a free pattern, and I'll be doing the chart rows down to zero. So the additional length that I added to my front panels to make the cardigan long enough for me, I can then measure how much of this I have done. And then I can just knit those last whatever remaining inches are left, because my row gauge is always a little wonky. and do my garter hem on the bottom. And then I can sew these together and I can then just work on my sleeves and my hemline or my neckline. So like I am making progress. It's just not as much progress as I wanted. I'm not going to put this down. I'm going to keep puttering away with the lace chart because I know I have it open. So like I want to finish it. So I don't have to sit there and go, how many rows in am I? And then count to see where I'm at for the lace chart. I'd rather just get it done. And I'm down to probably like row 113 or something. So it's like only 110 rows of lace chart. So it's not that much.
Only 110, just casually.
Just it's casually. Fine. Whatever. No big deal. It's not like that many stitches. There's only 130-ish stitches or 120 stitches or something on here. Got like 120 stitches wide or something. The rows aren't even that long. So I should be able to hopefully finish this chart in a couple of weeks or sooner, depending on how much time I have. We'll see how this week goes and how next week goes. But I will drop a progress keeper in here so I can see how much progress I'm making to stay motivated, as it were. And we'll go from there. So technically a success, because I don't think I said finish. And if I did, I was clearly snorting crack.
I'm sure somebody in chat remembers whether you said
progress. Oh, yeah, I'm sure someone will call me out if I did it. And what was I thinking if I said finish? Even I know that's too much. So, in theory, I succeeded. Which isn't too bad. I just wish there was more. Because it doesn't look like anything, because it's the top of the flower part, right? Like, so it's the open,
yeah,
so like the top, like so you don't see the delicate flowers in there yet because we're not far enough down.
So you'll get there.
Okay, whatever.
It'll go whoosh and suddenly you'll have a whole day's panel next week.
That's pretty well. Next week's a bit of a stretch, but it will be pretty, which is good. I will continue to make progress because that's what I do, and it will feel nice in the fall to wear. So all will be well.
Motivation.
And I got Star Trek Find Your Fade this month. Do I? Okay.
Yep.
Which is good. Means we're done the craft off. Uh-oh. I didn't look up a word for you. I gotta find a word.
Oh, no. I don't have a word. Well, I guess I don't have to do a word then if you didn't look up a word.
Well, listen, I gotta open a document.
You'll get any trivia. A word. Did you prepare your little history TED Talk?
Listen.
Did you get a topic?
Yeah, also suggested modern towns, and the definition of a modern town is not even the same across internet dictionaries.
Well, see, there's your TED Talk.
It's not even the same. So
it's just about the definition of modern town. What is the definition of a modern town?
Literally a collection of people, so a population that lives within a defined area, is considered a modern town.
Okay.
Probably referencing Census Bureau information, right? So like probably like referencing, I live here and I pay taxes and I live next to these many people who also pay taxes to this. Okay, fine, cool, whatever. Live within a governmental structure. Cool. Most towns have a governmental structure. Yeah. You take a look at it and you're like, okay. So a group of or a collection of people who live within a defined area and a perimeter with government, however you define government, like libraries or, you know, officials, elected beings, non-elected beings. Okay, well, they did that in ancient Babylon, so that's not going to work. So then you keep looking and you will find a definition that says a modern city is those things we've had since, you know, Alexandria, but with electricity. Use that term. We're going to put that electricity in there.
Electricity makes it a town?
Electricity makes it a modern town.
A modern town. Okay.
A modern town. She said modern town. I was like, okay, we're going to have to define this down. Because if you're just using a collection of people who live together with government as an oversight and some civic things, right? Libraries, churches, that sort of idea. We have had that for a very long time. That is a basic structure of a town, and that actually hasn't changed because there is Census Bureau information from ancient Greece. that's where we get information from. Birth records, death records, tax records, how many head of cattle were brought to market. That's census information. We've had that. We have that in languages we can't understand. And we think that's what it's telling us. So, like, so long as we've been writing, we've been collating census information for the purposes of taxation and profit. And that cattle is mine, not yours. You owe me money. We've been doing this the whole time. All large city centers, all large gatherings of humans have a governmental structure. We have to. We do not function on chaos. We like rules. We like regulation. We like order. We like someone being in charge so we can blame them. So we've had that for a very long time. We've had civil structures. We've had religions. We've had libraries. We've had, you know, places, marketplaces, which is a civil structure. It's like, we've had these things for a while. So I'm putting the electricity in there. The modern, I think it was the Urban Dictionary, Urban Dictionary online that did the electricity, which I liked. I was like, okay. So technically we've had modern towns since we've had electricity. So mid-1800s. When electricity started to come in, because like, when you define it, like, is it when electricity first comes in and the first few cities get it, or are we talking like, we don't get to say it's a modern town until all towns have electricity, then we can say we have modern towns? Because if we're going to say that, we can't say we have a modern town until everything that counts as a town, which we've decided is fairly vague and should be for obvious reasons, has electricity, then we don't have modern towns, because not everywhere in the world that fits the definition of a town has electricity or a governmental structure that would be what we would consider it to be for a modern purpose. So, like, do we have modern towns? Yes. Vaguely? On a super duper superficial level? Absolutely. Is a historical construct, depends on when you're defining the start of modern, and is a reference point to society. We've always had modern towns, since electricity doesn't make or break a town. It just defines whether or not we have a power grid.
Asa says that was a great speech.
You're still going to go to your officials to complain. That's not the word I want to use. When you're mistaxed. Sure, we'll say lobby. When you're taxed too much, when you don't get your refunds, when you haven't been paid what you thought you were worth, you're going to complain if you don't think that you have a voice for different groups. Like, this is all stuff we've been about since as far back as we've been keeping records. Like, that man took my cattle and he owes me this much for that piece of cattle. There's my brand. Here's my census information. I brought it to market. It's mine. He owes me money. Like, we've literally been doing this forever. Mm-hmm. My government official doesn't pay attention to me because I am of this religious minority. Again, we've been doing that for ages. Ages. It's been a thing for a long time. There's epic stories written about it everywhere, including Bibles and in other faiths. Technically, we've always been a modern town, but if we use the power grid as the defining line, the mid-19th century, when it starts to filter out of the big cities into the smaller cities and stuff, but not really to like the 20th century, and if we're really honest, we're in the 21st century, and I still would hesitate to say that we have an overwhelming volume of modern cities, because I know a majority of the world still don't have steady power grids, still don't have basic infrastructure on a reliable level. So, like, until we're at the point where, like, we all get it, can we claim any of us have it? The privileged certainly get it first. The privileged always get it first. That's just how benefits work. They've always worked that way. That's fine.
I mean, that's the privilege of being privileged.
That's the privilege of being privileged. But until it, like, trickles down to, like, where everybody everywhere also has it, is it set? No, because it could change. Because it could change.
Starting to understand the depth of this rabbit hole.
From, hey, Jocelyn, could you define a modern town? Last 2 weeks, off I went. I even took the mysterious Mr. B. The answer is no. No, I can't. I can't do it. I even asked the mysterious Mr. B. It led to a 2-hour conversation where we didn't even open our phones after the first Google dictionaries. And it was just the two of us talking back and forth about meaning and perception.
Okay. This is
way more complicated than initially thought. From the, hey, can you define a modern town? Maybe. Probably also not.
Has, sent you the next theme.
Oh God.
On Discord.
Okay. I mean, they're delightful rabbit holes for me. I don't know if any of what I say makes any sense to you guys at all. I'm having fun with it, so it's fine, but oh man. It's a thing. Why can't I read my phone? It's because I'm going blind. I know why I can't read my phone, but why can't I read my phone? Okay.
Is it time for an unscripted Patreon ad?
It is time. Your word today is exhaustion.
Exhaustion? Okay.
Given, well, last week was luxury. Given the volume of speaking I just did, I feel exhaustion. I'm hungry. Exhaustion. I want food, but I don't want to cook because it's warm in the apartment. What do I want?
You Why want the tofu with the chili garlic sauce.
You know, I do have half a brick of tofu with garlic sweet chili sauce in the fridge from yesterday's dinner. That would be really tasty with some salad. And I do have some salad I need to finish. You're not wrong. I should do that for lunch. Guys, it's really easy. Says, minced garlic, sweet chili sauce, cut a brick of soft tofu. Or on top, I mean, I dilute the sweet chili sauce with soy sauce because I have baby face. And you eat it cold, or if that weirds you out, you heat it up in the microwave for like a minute or two, and then you eat it warm. There you go.
Have made is good. I think I warmed it up and had it on rice.
But yeah, a lot of people warm it up. I love it cold on besides salads and stuff. Oh, so nice in the summer. I need to think of more like flavorings. Like I want to try to make like a pineapple, okay, homemade pineapple ginger sauce.
I'm gonna buy like 3 bricks of tofu because I normally only buy one because we don't eat it that much, but there's just like there's so much tofu stuff I want to try.
I eat a lot of tofu.
Nasa says she loves your history dives, and if the podcast doesn't want it, we can do it in our own chat. Your own private history podcast.
Just whoosh, and it's so vague because they're huge concepts I'm looking at, not little things. They're big, so they're like huge, long rambles that go nowhere. They go nowhere. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
All right.
Currently,
it's time for the unscripted Patreon ad.
Just do an ad. I'm gonna go back to my lace chart. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna finish this row. It's pearls, guys.
If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night, enabling each other into starting things, buying things, basically doing all the things that we really should be finishing things, but, you know, we're gonna start the new thing instead because it's shiny.
You've seen Sherry's finishing schedule? Oh, God, she's been finishing so many things.
And occasionally people go on finishing sprees and then we all feel bad about not finishing stuff.
Do I feel bad enough not to wind up your cast on something new this week? No, but I do feel bad.
I'm so excited to be able to cast on something new for our Fall Equinox knit-along.
Fair. That slutty pumpkin's calling my name. I feel like I need to wind it up and do a gauge swatch and find a pattern for it.
I'm doing that amazing cowl, and I gotta pick some yarn for that.
Fair, fair.
I still have not worked in the word exhaustion. I have exhausted the words for this ad. There are no more ad words in my head. That was weak, I'm sorry.
Hey guys, as always, we super understand budgets are a real life thing. If you can't financially support us, liking, subscribing, commenting here on YouTube, and sharing and tagging us on other social media platforms is a great way to interact and show us what you're working on, which is always delightfully fun and enables me into many a rabbit hole from which I will have some exhaustion. How's that? And it's not even my thing to do.
Also suggests we are exhausted by all the finishing.
We are. Listen, I so desperately want Sherry to come finish things in my house. I'm just going to host. I'll cook and clean, but could she finish some of my knitting projects? That'd be great. Thanks. It's because I just want to cast on new things. But I know this about me, so it's fine. It's fine. It will not kill me. Okay. We have things ongoing. We have things upcoming. Diana is once again traveling. So let's go over the basic bones. On the Patreon and YouTube, I think I posted on YouTube. Someone correct me if I didn't post on YouTube. There is a programming schedule that gives you a rough outline.
Yes, you did post it on YouTube. I saw it.
Oh, thank God. Of the key things that we try to do every month. Right now we have the winter, fall equinox. I did not put the fall equinox cast on party in the program schedule for this month.
Did we decide when that was going to be? Because it's on the same, technically the same weekend, same day as the Patreon hangout.
We sure did not. Let's do that and update that. The summer solstice cow, or knit with us, wraps up literally this month, because on the 23rd
I believe it's of the 23rd, September, yeah,
is the fall equinox. So the fall equinox cow, or knit with us, craft with us. We're gonna say craft with us. Craft with us starts. So everybody get your fall craft for fun for yourself, because you can cast on ready to go. The party, who knows? We'll do a live cast on party. I will update the programming schedule once me and Diana have picked a date, and we'll do that once the live is done, or we'll both forget. That is how that works. That's how the cookie crumbles. All right. Given all the times we literally talked last week, we could have picked a date at any point last week. We were literally in contact like every other day.
Did not occur.
Fine. It's fine. Second last Saturday of the month, as usual, is going to be the Patreon e-knitting. The last Saturday of the month is going to be our whip sprints. Gaming is a wild appearance, and it happens whenever we've got the opportunity to do so. It's just, that's how gaming works for us. I'd love to sneak some farming in before Diana flies down to visit me on Wednesday. So she'll be coming into town this coming Wednesday. She's going to be staying with me till the following, fly home Tuesday, Monday?
Monday.
We fly home Monday. We're going to do a girls' weekend. We're going to do a proper girls' weekend. I've been pulling extra transcribe work so I can actually take the week off while you're here, and we could literally just hang out.
I like hanging.
Which will be super weird, but I'm trying to get all my work done before you get here so I can do that. We're going to be at the Manitoba Fiber Festival in person. What? Crazy pants. That's happening this coming weekend on the 8th and the 9th, so you'll be able to find us there. Otherwise, we'll be wild in the city. Not wild in the city, guys. It's a little burger week. We're going to order burgers. We're going to get coffee. We'll probably spend a lot of time sitting places and knitting. That's what we do. Watching anime. This is our happy space. This is how things work. And making a coffee table size charcuterie board.
Yeah.
There'll be photos of that.
How are we going to keep Phaedra out of it?
Well, I'm going to put everything together. We're going to put it all out, and then I'm going to hold my cat while you take the photos. And then we're going to move everything out of cat range is how we're going to do that.
Okay. It'll be a two-person operation?
It's a two-person operation. Listen.
Somebody holds a cat. Okay.
I was down to my last half of a grilled cheese sandwich, which is the last of my sliced fake real craft, because I can eat the craft slices. They're real fake cheese. I grew up on them. They don't set my system up. There's no dairy. There's no dairy in these things. That's why they don't set my system up. And I took my last three pieces of plastic cheese, and I put them between slices of bread, and I grilled them for grilled cheese sandwiches. This is as close as I can get to a grilled cheese sandwich. I very rarely want them, but I felt like that was a good way to use to eat the last of my cheese, right? I was down to my last half of a sandwich, and the grocery order showed up. Now, it took me and the poor delivery guy two trips to get it all upstairs. In 30-degree heat, my building is not air-conditioned, just my apartment space. So that was gross. Poor guy. That's why we tipped him. And I got it all put away, and I sat back down, and my cat looked at me and then proceeded to sit on the grilled cheese sandwich.
She sat on the sandwich. She waited till you were done.
and then sat on my sandwich. She didn't even eat the sandwich. Like, I would have been less grumpy if I'd gotten back upstairs, put everything away, and discovered she'd eaten the sandwich, because that makes more sense to me. No, no, no. She sat on it while I was looking at her. Of course she did. Okay, cool. Right.
That's just, that's spite right there.
Just, of all of the weird cat behaviors, this is the same cat that will lick the barbecue flavoring off barbecue chips. But not eat the chip. She makes no sense, people. Even for me, and I've owned cats before, she is weird to the extreme.
Apparently, my dad used to have a cat that would dance and do tricks for Doritos.
Yeah. Like, just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make no sense. Okay. There we go. I'm done with Pearl Row. So there. That's everything, I think.
It's probably everything. Yeah.
Probably everything. See, I'm so excited about that librarian card.
Can I wind the yarn? No, don't wind the yarn.
Don't do that.
Not till December. Later.
Not till later. It's later
thing.
It's for Grinch. I gotta get my advent calendar stuff finished so I can get that mailed next month. I have to get my Christmas stuff for this year started. They're not huge requests. Like, my sister wants matching mittens and hats, so like, none of them are like big items. I should finish her blanket from last year so I can give it to her this year. There are no huge requests. The only one that might be like slightly time consuming is the niece's boyfriend asked if you could have a scarf. Scarves are not complicated. Well, he's a 6'4" boy. So
he might be getting a bulky, chunky scarf.
He's getting a bulky scarf because it's going to be long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how that's going to work. So we shall see. Otherwise, I think we're good. I think that's
it. Do you believe that is done an
episode? Sweet. That only took longer than it should have. Which is weird, because tomorrow we'll be looking to edit. There will be nothing to edit. Now we'll be discombobulated all day.
That's right. Good, because after dark still.
I have work that I need to get done before you get here on Wednesday. So there's that.
I play the Paleo Pines dinosaur game. I think maybe if I'm playing the dinosaur game demo, I'll stream that on our Discord.
Yeah, that way I can watch while I'm doing other things.
Okay, but I have to finish some stuff first. I also need to do some laundry so that I have the stuff that I want to pack.
I very kindly asked my sister if I could borrow her heavy duty washing machine, because she has two teenagers in her house pretty much all the time. And she said I could. What needed to be done? I said blankets and pillows and things. So they all left on Friday. They all left on Friday, and they get washed and they come back on Tuesday.
It's a pretty good laundry service.
Well, it offends my brother-in-law when I tell him how much the laundromat has gone up to. And well, I use the machines here in the building. They're really not meant to do king-size blankets. Like, it's too big. It's too much for them. They're just regular. But my sister's got one. Her washer and dryer can handle it. So, like, I tend to send the stuff I only wash once or twice a season either to her, or I take it to the laundromat across the street, who also has the larger size washing machines and can handle a king size comforter without stressing the machine out, because I don't want to be responsible for breaking the apartment washing machines. They're only meant for clothes. That's what I use them for. So I talked to my sister. She's like, no, send them home this time. So I sent them home with my brother-in-law, and she's like, I'll just wash them and send them back. So that is what is happening right now. So there'll be fresh sheets and beddings and cleaned and things and stuff, which is good. I didn't have to send the bedding, but I did. It's nice. I try not to do it too often, because it is something they are doing for me, but it helps, because the laundromat is justifiably getting more expensive. He has to for his costs, because his costs keep going up, so.
Yeah, everything's going up.
I'm not going to give him grief. He's not gouging me. It's not like meat prices. He's not gouging me. He's just increasing as he has to. And since there's such small increases, I know he's only doing it if he has to. So, there's that. Otherwise, yeah.
That's all. Are we good? We've been on for about an hour and a half.
It's about the length of time an actual podcast episode recording goes. Okay. I need to finish cleaning.
I'll see you on Wednesday, then.
I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I will see everybody else on the internet.
I mean, probably do some streaming on at the Fyber Festival.
We should try.
Oh, Louise just popped in.
Hi, Louise!
We're actually just wrapping up.
You missed all the drama. When we discovered we don't know how to schedule things. It's okay, I wrote in the mid-month motivation of the programming schedule for this month, and I think I went, don't quote me. The date could change. But if it's this date, it'll start at this time.
I wrote down a questionable day. Maybe we could cast on in the Friday, because we have to podcast on the Sunday and the Patreon's on the Saturday. Well, meh.
We could do it Friday, because there are live parties, so it's not like we do any show notes or anything. We just show up, cast on, chat for a while, and then we're done.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not too bad.
The 22nd?
We could do it on the 22nd.
Okay. TBD, but maybe the 22nd.
We got to look at our calendars. See you Thursday. I missed last week's Monday new start. I was way into the book I was reading. Then looked up and went, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Totally missed that.
It's going to be weird. I'm going to be around for this Thursday's.
I know.
I'll be in the same building.
I know. Like Wednesday evening, we have magic. The boys are coming over to do some drafting. They're very excited. They're happy to draft if that's what you want to do. They're perfectly content doing so.
I should then remember how to play that game that I haven't played in like 5 years.
Listen, you're going to be sitting next to your brother-in-law. Like, he's not going to walk you through every step anyway.
I could at least watch one rules video before I show up.
That's fair. Thursday is the knit night with Louise, so we'll be doing the monthly check-in with Louise. Friday and Saturday, we have the Fyber Festival. Sunday, technically, I have the Lord of the Rings Warhammer group. But you're going to go visit a baby, so...
Yep.
And then Monday, you fly home. So, like, we're already socially booked every night. You're in town. That's Lisa, just how Sam it works. Hello. yeah, whatever. We're busy. It's fine. That's how life works. And oh my god, hopefully the temperatures drop, because I hate this heat so much. Okay.
I will try to pack some fall in my suitcase.
Please. Please do. Okay, people. We love you. We gotta go.
Alright. Bye, everybody!
We'll catch you later. She's been quiet for too long. I don't know if she's behind the computer or causing trouble. I gotta go figure out what my cat's done.
Okay, good luck with that.